Hey, this is Ethan Allman, and I'm here with Joe Howard, stand-up comedian. Did I say it right?
Yeah, that no one knows. The guy that no one knows who he is.
As soon as I said it, you smiled, so I was like, did I fuck up his name?
No, I just laughed because it's so funny, because no one fucking knows who I am, so it's just funny. Go ahead.
Well, where might we know you from? Where maybe?
I mean, if you're a YouTube guy and like Man in the Box, if you go to YouTube and type in Man in the Box and then the Alice in Chains video pops up, skip that and go down to the next thing. And that's, it's an HBO webisode thing that I do, and I play a gay guy and like whatever. It's, yeah. I mean, it's like the guy called me and was like, I want you on Man in the Box. And I was super excited. And then he was like, yeah, you got to play a gay guy that just, like, talks about pussy. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So I do that. And you might have heard me on, Opie and Anthony talked about me. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been on O&A. And,
yeah, I was wondering.
I do a radio show in Cleveland. I'm very fucking, underground. You have to search for me.
So. Now, you said you're on O&A. Is that weird with touring with Jim, who's primarily a Stern comic?
Yeah, but you know what? Jim has become a two-show guy. Jim was on O&A like for an entire day. He's a two-show guy.
I didn't know that.
No, for a long time it was weird, but like, he had an apartment with Norton, so
right. They're
good friends.
Yeah, I actually interviewed Norton a couple months ago.
Dude, I've met Norton so many times, and I'm just so uncomfortable around him. I just get weird, and I don't even talk to him. But Jimmy is a good friend of mine, and it's weird.
Yeah, what was pretty cool was I went to UCB in New York, and Norton stopped in and did the set he was working on for Leno. I don't know if you saw
him. He's totally like, he'll go to these little weird places and try his set, which is smart. He's a really good comic.
Oh, yeah.
I can cuss, right? No.
You can.
I'm sorry.
Well, if it was live.
Yeah, right.
You wouldn't be able to, but I guess I can bleep it.
You know what? I won't cuss. I'm good. But I am drunk, though, by the way. Tell all your fans that I have been drinking.
I could just say that the artistic integrity of swearing for you.
I won't swear. It's good. I won't swear no more. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You can fucking swear.
I've been. You just said fuck. Oh. No, I've been drinking. I got two. I had two shows tonight. I had three shows last night. I've been on the road for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I'm weary.
The comedy works. Like, it was open a few years ago, and then they closed. Another opening again. You had to do how many shows? You just opened for Jim Florentine. Let me just put
absolutely.
That out there.
Yeah.
So, how many you have to do? Saratoga. You have to do Pittsfield.
Right. And yeah, it was like last night. I did a Albany University. Right. I did a college show last night. Seriously, I did a college show last night.
That's where this radio station is.
Oh my god, I did a college show last night at like 10 o'clock, and like
was anyone there?
No, you know what? It was like 25 kids, but it was like it was very challenging for me because I'm a married guy. I'm 35. I was like, I talk about drinking, strippers, and all this stuff, and these kids are like 18 years old. They don't fucking have the life. Damn it, I just cursed.
It doesn't matter.
They don't have a life experience, so I was just, but it was a challenge, and I did 30 minutes, and I was really happy. Like, it felt good. It was cool to, like, stretch your legs and, like, try it, because, like, I'm so sick of being in the clubs the last couple of weeks, and just, like, I'm sick of my act, I'm sick of my voice. It's just, it gets to you.
Doing the same, you do, like, pretty much the same act every time? Or?
You saw me tonight, and, like, there was a bunch of swingers at the hotel, so I
saw you last night.
I addressed, you didn't see it tonight?
No, I came
No, I night. Went up, and I addressed the fact that all the swingers were there, and, like, it was, I did a whole, like, 5 minutes on these swingers and how ugly they are, but, I mean, it was, that was cool, because I could get out of my act and stop, But, your act is your act, and you get sick of hearing yourself talk. I mean, it's being on the road, and I'm a married guy, and I have a house, and I want to go home. I got to be honest. I'm wiped out right now. I just, I've been drinking like a maniac for like three. I'm just going to be honest. I mean, I talk about it in my act. I mean, I like to drink, and it's just been, it's tiring, and like, I'm ready to go home. So it's good. I mean... I just remember when I was a kid, like, hearing Jerry Seinfeld and all these guys cry about the road, and I was always like, you're a bunch of faggots. Like, why are you... But, dude, it is. It's a brutal existence. It really is.
So, do you do a lot of, like, New York, L.A. stuff? Like,
I I'm a Cleveland guy. I do. I'm very popular. I do radio in Cleveland, and I'm kind of making a name for myself. You know, people know who I am. They come see me, and there's two clubs in Cleveland. I do those, and then whenever Jim calls me, like Jim Florentine, you know, we're buddies. Like at this point, I don't even feel like it's a working relationship. We're just friends.
Yeah,
and he likes what I do, so which is a godsend, because if it wasn't for him, I mean, I don't know. I would just feel like, what am I doing? It'd be a waste of time, because yeah. Jim takes me these great... I fucking do the Fort Lauderdale Hard Rock and shit. Like, it's amazing. Like, Jim is fucking great to me. So, and he loves my wife, and we're good friends, and we just hang out, and it's great. So, I'm just doing that, and I'm trying to get on the radio, and I'm just trying to, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to be fucking Tom Cruise or whatever. I'm just trying to do my thing. I mean, you know, and I'm proud of Jim. He's doing great. He's got a great show, that metal show. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just...
Are you a metal guy, too?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's probably why... Yeah, you can tell. That's probably why Jimmy enjoys me. I've turned Jim on to some bands. He's turned me on to some bands. And I showed him who Amon Amarth was, and... He's very thankful, and then he showed me who Fear Factory was, and we just sort of, we gel on that respect. And we don't talk about comedy ever. Like, we just do our sets, and then, like, yeah, you know, we just talk about metal and girls or whatever, you know, it's just funny.
Now, what do you think about Death Clock? They're actually coming to Albany tomorrow night with
Mastodon. Death Clock is fucking fantastic, and it's weird, but... I have Death Clock songs on my iPod that I love. Constructicon and like, I love that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do they tour? Like, what do they do? Is it like a screen with cartoons or do they just come out and play?
I heard it was just one.
I wouldn't care because the music is good. Like, I wouldn't even care.
You wouldn't even give a what?
Like, they're great. No, they're great. So it's like the best metal band. It's really awesome. I'm really like.
And you like the show and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, please. DVR, yeah. DVDs, I got all the stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
So you were on that metal show. You just taped it? Or
Yeah. I just went to a taping. They did two shows Thursday. I went with my wife. My wife came to New York City, and we hung out in the city, and Jim and Don were nice enough to like get us on the list, and we went to the show, and... Jim got me to do Stump the Trunk, and it's going to be the season finale if anybody wants to see it. It'll be like second week of November. Don cracked on my mustache, and then I cracked on his sideburns, and I got an applause break, and everybody went crazy. So I was really happy. Like I was funny, you know, even though Jim and everybody was acting like they didn't know me. It was just very weird, but very funny. I mean, I'm glad, you know, Peter Chris... was laughing at me, and Peter Criss told me not to take no shit, and it was very
Who's good. Peter Criss?
In Kiss, the band Kiss.
Oh.
You might have heard of him.
Oh, no,
he's a
maybe.
Drummer. He's a drummer from Kiss.
I think there's a swinger downstairs dressed as...
probably, with the cat makeup.
Yeah. So,
But I did that, and I mean, you know, I haven't really done it, a lot of TV stuff. I mean, apparently... They play my Man in the Box stuff on HBO late at night.
Oh, cool.
Whatever. Like I said, man, I'm not ambitious. I'm not professional.
Now,
I get drunk and tell dick jokes, let's be honest.
Don't we all?
Yeah. That's what I do.
So, have you ever done a prank call with Jim or any of that kind of stuff?
No, but it's very funny. Like, him being my friend is very weird. Whenever he calls me... I always feel like there's some prank going down. You know, he's like, hey, Joe, what's up? You know, and I always feel like, it's fucking, you know, because I was a fan before I knew the guy.
Right.
And I do always feel like he's fucking with me. But, you know, it's just, but like, it's funny, like, we drove from New York City up here to Albany. It was like 3 hours. And, yeah. You know, I had people calling me on my phone, like friends of mine. But just like casual, not even comedians, just like people that like are friends with me. And they would call and I'd be like, hey, what's up? And I'd be talking to them. And then Jim would be like, Joe, have you heard the new hate breed? You know, and then they just fucking laugh because they're just like, it's Florentine. His voice is so distinctive. Yeah. Like, they're just like, oh my God, you're in the car with Florentine. That is so ridiculous. Like, they just think it's so funny. Yeah. But I mean, I love Jimmy, and he's been great to me. I can't say enough. I don't know. I'm drunk, so I'm probably gushing. I'm sorry. I've been drinking all night, guys. Sorry. Two shows.
Well, that's fine. Mm. Now, have you ever done a prank with him or anything? I know he does like the super.
No. You know what? Nothing like phone wise, but just like today, right? Like, I was in the city. I was in New York City, and I had Metro cards, so I gave him Metro cards because they had rides on them. You know, I was like, Jim, come on, I got rides on these. I'm going back to Cleveland. Like, just take these. And he's like, okay. So then we go up to the movie thing, and we were buying tickets. We were going to see Zombieland, and
oh, cool.
And then they were like, do you have a Regal Cinema card? And Jim goes, no, I have a Exxon card. Does that work? And she goes, no. And then he pulls out the Metro card I gave him, and he hands it to the lady. He goes, does this work? Like, she's like, no. And she realized she's an asshole, and she just let him go, you know? Yeah. So, like, it was fine. But then, like, we go to Starbucks, and he's always like, they're like, what's your name? And he's like, Jennifer. And they just, like, they go, what? And then he'll always, like, nudge me and be like, watch this. And he does this stuff. Like, he just does it. And it doesn't matter that there's not a camera. It's a joke for me and him. And, like, it just goes on constantly. And it's hilarious. And I love the guy for it. I was telling my wife tonight. I was like, his brain is different. Like, I don't even have... Like, we walked out of the mall after the movie. And there was a lady who was following us. Because she saw Jim with his keys. And she was trying to get our spot. Oh, and, okay. And Jim just walked up to some random car, and we pretended like we were getting in this car. And I'm just looking at Jim going, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? And he's just like, nah, we're making him wait. Look, she's miserable. Look at this. And we just, like, we made her wait for, like, four extra minutes, and it was just, my brain doesn't even work like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, and it's just, the guy's a genius, but it's like a retarded genius.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I completely understand. Right. Like, are you a fan of, like, what Tom Green used to do? That kind of stuff?
Yeah, and you know, this is something people don't even know. Don Jameson, who's on that metal show with Jim.
Yeah, and the Terrorizing Telemarketer CDs.
He produced Tom Green's show. He was a producer. Really? Back he was a young guy.
In the 90s.
Yeah, he was a young guy. He was a producer. Don Jameson, like... really did a lot of good stuff for MTV, and like he doesn't get the credit he deserves.
I would have never known. I'm a big fan of Don, telling you guys.
I mean, that's the truth. I mean, you have to be, you know, whatever. So
I don't know what I'm gonna say.
Nah, just let's wrap this up. I want to go down and say goodbye to Jim and drink. I think I gave you a fantastic interview. I'm really talented.
This was the. This is the best interview ever.
Oh, good. Thank you, man.
With a drunk dude.
Yeah, I'm drunk. I mean, I'm not... Look, I don't hide, people.
You've got a very cool wallet. It says...
Bad mother effer on it.
That's right.
Like, you know, Pulp Fiction. You got to know your movies, people. So that's it. Check me out. Let me do a plug.
Yeah, plug.
Facebook.com/GhettoJoeHoward. Check me out. Ghetto Joe Howard, because I'm from the streets.
Very nice.
MySpace, same thing. Joe Howard, Ghetto Joe.
Twitter?
Twitter, yes. I'm going to be Twittering some of these swingers tonight. Ghetto Joe Howard, I think it is.
Okay.
Or Joe Howard.
Do you have a website too, or just that?
Nah, just Twitter and all the social stuff. That's what I do. So,
all right, well, thanks for coming on Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan.
Yeah.
We love having you on. Thanks,
bro. Thank you, man.